Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study in the book of Proverbs. Throughout the book of Proverbs, we see the highest number of references in this particular book of Scripture with regard to the issue of the words of our mouths, the power of the tongue, and the use of the lips in speaking either good or evil. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4, we find these words, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit." The Message translation reads this way, "Kind words help and heal, cutting words wound and maim." God has given to the human being the amazing ability to use the words of our mouths to either bring life or bring death, as Proverbs 18:21 tells us. Proverbs 15 refers to the tongue as a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. Your words can be used to give life to people, to be a literal tree of life to those around you, or to break the spirit of another person, or to break your own spirit by the use of your own words. It's so vital for the Christian to study what the Bible says about the words of our mouth, and it's absolutely vital to have understanding about the power of the words in which we speak every day. We live in a world today which uses words so carelessly and in which we hear so many crude and perverse things spoken, whether it's through the television, through film, through the printed media. We have seen over the last 25 to 30 years a phenomenal increase in a perverse way of speaking. In days gone by, a profane word or a curse word or the use of God's name in vain was shocking. So was a cruel word. So were words that were critical or unkind. Those types of speech in the past would be quite shocking to the hearer, but today such words are as common as sliced bread. Kind words heal and help, Proverbs 15 tells us. Cutting words wound and maim. Today we also find the use of sarcasm in humor and in written articles about other people, very common indeed. And yet the word sarcasm comes from a word that means to cut or to tear flesh. That type of speech is ungodly speech. Those kinds of words wound and maim. Are you a person that's given to sarcastic humor? God would say to you that those types of words, cutting words, are wounding to people. They maim people. They break people's spirit. If you've ever lived with a person, whether it be a parent or a spouse, who had the tendency to be sarcastic or use cutting type of words, over time, that type of speech directed at you will cut in your spirit. It breaks a person's spirit. God wants us to be people whose tongues are a tree of life, not a sword that stabs people. This type of habit of being perverse with our lips, speaking things that are not pleasing to God, but that wound people, even when said in a joking way or in a jesting way, is following the way of the world with our lips. But God's called us to be givers of life with our lips. Ask the Lord to show you what areas of your speech are displeasing to God. What areas of your speech are not a tree of life to people? What areas of your speech have perverseness in them? God will be happy to show you if you sincerely seek Him in this regard. Many, many people sin with their tongue every single day and never repent of it because they do not have the revelation of how there's perverseness in the words that they speak. Obvious things are words that are profane or considered profanity are things that would be displeasing to God, a sin in God's eyes, and yet profanity has become very commonplace. In an article in USA Today entitled "Curses, A Run of Cussing in New Movies," reported this. It said, "Hollywood's hits are running a blue streak. With the holiday blitz of movie releases, it has become more common to hear foul language emanating from the screen. And more than ever, it seems to be coming from characters we're supposed to be admiring." This article was written back in 1988. And today we find that movies are overflowing with profanity, curses, cuss words, however you want to say it, as well as other types of speech which are very, very perverse and create a wounding in the spirit of the hearer. If you allow yourself to participate in that kind of speech, or you allow yourself to be the recipient of that type of speech by putting yourself in a position such as sitting through a movie that's filled with profane or perverse speech, you are allowing the damage to come into your own spirit. In another article by USA Today newspaper in 1995, they quoted the CBS chief at that time, and he said, "I am concerned about the coarsening of language in television. We do have to take a look at that." But he, like others in Hollywood, believed that TV's reflecting the country's behavior and not causing it. This gentleman went on to say, "America has matured and we have to accept that." I take exception to this person's comments and would say that Satan himself has tried to sow into our culture and use the different media to be a weapon in his hand that would sow into our hearts an acceptance of things that are an abomination to God. We want to be people who pursue being a tree of life to people, who speak words that are healing and not maiming. When you come into agreement, whether it's by accepting the words on television or movies as being okay, you are coming into agreement with the spirit behind perverse speech. God wants you to pursue being a tree of life. How are you using your speech? Is it life-giving to your family? Is it life-giving to your employees or your coworkers? Is it life-giving everywhere you go? Or have you come into agreement with the spirit of the world that is perverse, that is critical, that is sarcastic, that is maiming and wounding people with the words of your mouth? If you know that you have a problem in this area with the words of your mouth, you're going to have to cry out to God to help you. And God will help you. He will give you grace in this area. You'll also have to exercise self-control. You'll have to pursue replacing the words that you use with things that would be pleasing to God. There's a story told of a man from England many, many years ago who was a most foul-mouthed individual, so much so that even the roughest of his worldly companions were sickened by him. One of the reasons why he always found himself left to his own company in some deserted corner of the bar in which they were drinking. When this man was converted, there came the conviction upon him that he must do something about his foul mouth. He realized that it was dishonoring to God and offensive to man, but he soon discovered that he was up against something that was way too strong for him. He could not speak without swearing. He could not utter a sentence that was not peppered with oaths and blasphemies. He could not help it, and he could not stop it. The truth is that he didn't know what he was doing until the words were out. And then the realization that these horrible terms and words came from his own lips sickened and shamed him, and he was driven to a frenzy of despair and misery. He suffered for some weeks, little dreaming that deliverance was at hand. And it came about in this way. He was getting up one morning and gathering his clothes together to get dressed, but there were no socks among his clothes. He went to the bedroom door and shouted to his wife, "I can't find my blankety-blank socks. Where are the blankety-blank things?" As he heard himself and he realized what he had just said, a great horror possessed him and he fell back on his bed in despair. He cried aloud, "Oh, Lord, cleanse my tongue. Oh, Lord, I can't ask for a pair of socks without swearing. Please have mercy on me and give me a clean tongue." As he lay there and got up from that bed, he knew that God had done for him what he could not do for himself. His prayer, his cry of agony, was heard and answered. It was his own testimony from that moment to the end of his life that no swear word or foul or blasphemous word ever again passed from his lips. If you know you struggle in this area of your life, do as this man did. Cry out to the Lord, "Cleanse my tongue, O Lord. Let my tongue be a tree of life and not a source of wounding."
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.